Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
When I was in college, I remember that the debate around the clipper chip was playing itself out in the news. And this is something that the U.S. government was creating more than 20 years ago to essentially put a backdoor into a cryptographic hardware that allowed the government with an escrow key to be able to decrypt communications. Now, we actually had a couple of guys from the NSA come out to our cryptography class and when I was in university, and they actually explained the math behind it, and it's what they call a trapdoor function. So, it's just regular cryptography, but you stick in a particular value and it automatically gives out the plain text. Now, this never went anywhere, commercially, or because what ended up happening is there's all kinds of stuff that happened with crypto in the 90s and in the early 2000s that we're still paying for today. As because the United States considered cryptography a munition, it severely restricted the export of cryptography to export grade ciphers that were, of course, crackable by the NSA, those crypto systems are, they're still available in products today, primarily because it was the only way you could do cryptography and export it outside of the United States. And thankfully, the laws around crypto have actually been liberalized a bit. And so now we're not so worried about, you still have to register it with the U.S. government and such, but there isn't this, balkanization of weak and strong crypto that's going on in the United States. Now, there with all of the different debates about the encryption getting pretty strong to the point where the government can't break it, and the fact that device makers like Apple and to a lesser extent Google are implementing these technologies, the government's going, hey, wait a minute, we can't read this information now. We want access. And so there's been a lot of debate about that as to whether that's a good idea. And Apple CEO Tim Cook has gone on to 60 Minutes and saying this is not a good idea, because if you put a back door in, it's not only the good guys are going to use it, but the bad guys are going to use it too. And we've got 20 plus years of history, it's not that long ago, suggesting this was a bad idea. It hurt the U.S. People bought crypto in other countries or products that had crypto in other countries because they were afraid that the U.S. government could backdoor it, or they couldn't export the strong stuff outside of the U.S. And so that lowered the market for American products that had cryptography in it. And so now New York State is trying to pass a law that says, okay, any company that sells a mobile device or anything that has crypto in it, it's got to have a backdoor for the government. And it just completely ignores the realities, and it's going to hurt New York State, because here's what's going to happen: Apple's probably going to say, okay, you can't buy an iPhone in New York State. Yes, that's going to hurt Apple a little bit in the short term, but it's going to hurt people that live in New York State a whole lot more. Or they're just going to go over to New Jersey and buy an iPhone or whatever. It's I'm sure there are there's plenty of workarounds to this. All it's going to do is balkanize New York State, because they have this misguided idea that first of all, a backdoor that only the good guys can get into is even feasible. It's not. Mathematically, there's just no way to do it. I mean, trapdoor functions are trapdoor functions. You plug in the right information into a trapdoor function and out pops the crypto or the plain text. And so it's not even feasible what New York State's trying to do. I don't know the constitutionality of it. Maybe it is, for all I know. But it's the kind of thing that's just misguided. And I severely hope that by the time this podcast comes out, that this idea has been thoroughly shot down and this bill will not pass. I assume it's going to get legal challenges if it actually does. It's just amazing to me that anybody even thinks that this is a good idea. I mean, if you understand the technology, behind it, and I do. I've at least taken one semester of cryptography in college, and I just know how the technology works in general. So I know the math behind it, and the math is pretty pretty solid, right? There's the way it's done these days, and with the key sizes are being done, it's just not feasible to put a backdoor in there and actually have it secure like people want. And and maybe what they're hoping is that people won't encrypt the devices, but honestly, you can find the information. The police can get the information they need by doing traditional police work, which doesn't require any of that stuff, right? And people tend to make enough mistakes on their own that it doesn't really having this extra step and making it that much easier isn't really going to help things. I mean, and real criminals will cover their tracks and not use, will do things in person, kind of the old fashioned way. I mean, that's how this stuff was done well before there were smartphones. So it's just kind of silly. And God, I hope that this, for the sake of New Yorkers out there, that bill gets shut down like it should.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.